Day 20, we are halfway there. Whenever you're listening to this message, whether it's the evening, the morning, or the afternoon, we are looking ahead. That is day 20. If you remember back to the first day of our 40-day challenge, we spoke about the significance of 40 days, of how it all began when the day Moshe was called back up to Har Sinai to give the Jewish people a second chance. If you remember, a second set of tablets. And when Moshe first came down from Har Sinai, saw the Jewish people sinning with a golden calf, he breaks the tablets, prays for 40 days, and 40 days after that was Rosh Chodesh Elul, when God invites him back to Har Sinai for the second set. And of course, he stays up there for another 40 days and 40 nights, coming back down on Yom Kippur. We, my friends, are halfway there. And I wanted to take a few moments to speak about 40, all the instances of 40 in Jewish tradition. Days of the flood, which transformed the world in the days of Noah. It is the amount of seot, which is a liquid measure of water required for a mikvah, which is a Jewish ritual bath, which is about renewal and transformation. 40 is all about transformation. A fetus, considered to be endowed with the soul, and not just, you know, physical tissue, after 40 days. Our ancestors wandered in the wilderness 40 years. Rabbi Akiva, one of the greatest Talmudic sages, returned to Judaism at the age of 40. And there's some other instances that I did not put in the chapter. My son Ezra shared with me. The Meraglim, the spies, they spied in Israel actually for 40 days, and God punished them by destroying the entire generation in the 40 years that ensued during their traveling through the wilderness. Goliath challenged the Israelites every day, twice a day, for 40 days before David defeated him. And the prophet Elijah had to walk 40 days and 40 nights before arriving at Mount Horeb. And lastly, I just mentioned that one of the prerequisites to study Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism, is 40, because there's something about getting to 40, which represents metamorphosis and transformation. And of course, in Gematria, the numerical equivalent of 40 is represented by the Hebrew letter Mem, right? Aleph is 1, Bet is 2, Gimel is 3. Mem is 40, which is the first letter of Mayim, which is water. Water, as we alluded to before when we spoke about the mikvah, transforms, it cleanses, it purifies. That's precisely what we are going through from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. So what does it mean that we've reached the halfway mark? That means that we should feel something. We should look back and we should say, hey, I made it halfway through. Transformation doesn't happen overnight. Transformation is 40, but we have hit the halfway mark. Take a few moments, give yourself a pat on the back, and look back a bit. Day 19, just yesterday, we played the ball, not the person. The day before, we spoke about, you know, in terms of arguing with people, we don't argue with their personalities. We argue with the substance of the idea. The day before that, we spoke about the importance of giving people the benefit of the doubt and finding the nekuda tova, that really good thing that exists in every other person. The day before, we spoke about bringing redemption, which of course, one of the things we're trying to do with our lives, yearning and anticipating redemption. The day before, we spoke about every little thing in our lives that we need to be grateful for. Holy grapes, how every little small procedure when bringing the bikurim, the first fruits, which we read this last week in the Parsha. We spoke about gossip the day before, how important it is to be careful with the way we speak and say something if you see something day 14 before that. You should get it off your chest if someone has offended you. And we spoke about how to go about doing that. It's not a science, it's an art. Consistency. How important is it for us to one of the most important ideas in Judaism is not just the Shema, or love thy neighbor as thyself, but doing things consistently, and of course, love thy neighbor, the centrality of being connected to our fellow Jew, our fellow human being. We talked about learning from our enemies the day before, what are your priorities, and of course, the real you, understanding who we fundamentally are as good people, as souls with bodies, not a body with a soul. The day before that, which was on 8, we talked about how important it is on the external part of who we are, on the exterior, to smile, to put on a good face, even if we're not always feeling that, because it affects the inside, and of course, being whole. We talked about that dichotomy, trying to, what we show on the outside, expressing internally who we really are. And day 6, controlling our anger, the never sent, never signed letters of Abraham Lincoln. Not by thought alone, Judaism is all about action. That was day five. And day four, of course, we discussed making music with what remains. Each of us is given a certain deck of cards in life. It's not about the deck. It's about what we do with the deck of cards. Finishing what we start, we're day 20, so you get a big pat on the back for coming, making it halfway. Being honest with ourselves, of course, is necessary for all of this to happen. And we began, of course, with the concept of second chances. Thank you for sticking with us this long. We're halfway there, my friends. Let's do the other half.